We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour, 106.5 The End. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
Nate wanted me to phone scam his wife, Kenna, and she works for a dog breeder. Not a mobile one. This is like one of the big ones in the area. So I am calling up as somebody that has several dogs that belong to several exotic breeds, and I need to know whether or not they're equipped to handle that. What you need to know is none of these breeds are actually real. I made them all up.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is Kenna. How can I help you?
Hi, who do I have?
This is Kenna.
Hello, Kenna. Hi, my name is Sid Busy. I'm calling because I'm looking to get some of my dogs groomed.
Great.
It's been a bit since they've been groomed, so they're all
well,
in need
we'll get
of it.
Them looking great.
Good. But just so you know, though, I have a lot of exotic breeds. First
great.
Off, I've got Cole, and Cole is a Venetian Dabney. Now, have you ever worked on
one
a Venetian
second.
Dabney?
I have not. I'm just writing that down so we can note that. Okay, Venetian Dabney. His name is Cole.
Yes.
Okay, and what do I need to know about him?
If you've never worked on a Venetian Dabney, it's kind of hard to describe. So they have a fear of water, which is why they're called Venetian. It's kind of a humorous term for the breed, okay?
Right.
So you would have to wash Cole without water. And I'm not sure if you have dog dry shampoo.
You know what? I personally have never worked with it, but I can talk to the owner. We're able to work with any kind of dog, so I can promise that we'll get Cole the treatment he needs. We might have to special order, but that's totally fine.
You know what? If you've never done a Venetian Dabney, I'm not sure that I'm 100% comfortable with that. Well, maybe I'll find somebody else that can take care of Cole.
Well, let me get back to you about Cole, because the owner may have, so I just need to ask her about it.
I
can get back to you.
Okay, great. Okay. I also have my dog, Captain Parrot, and he is a brown feta. Now, brown fetas are very finicky, and I need to know if you have experienced not necessarily grooming a brown feta, but just being around them.
I'm not super familiar with that name, no.
Well, they need to be talked to a certain way.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you haven't been trained to talk to a brown feta, then there's no way you're going to be able to learn in such a short amount of time. I mean, I would need them groomed sometime in the next week or so, and a week is definitely not enough time to learn to talk to a brown feta.
Okay. Well, I'm taking notes on all this, and I don't know. With the more rare breeds, it's hard for me to sometimes remember the names.
Uh-huh.
But again, I can get back to you with my owner. I'm taking notes on all this, so I can assure you that we'll be able to groom all your dogs. I promise.
Okay, I'm not filled with a whole lot of confidence, but that's fine. Okay, so then let's move on to my other dog is named Bark Twain, and Bark is a wax beard. Now, do you have wax beard shears?
One second.
Because of wax, are you there?
I don't think we have those. But again, as long as you give me like a week, I can try to special order it.
They're very expensive, and if you don't already have them, I'm not sure that you. It's not something you would buy unless you're going to be handling. Have you ever seen a whale's baleen? Like what's inside of a whale's mouth? Have you ever seen that? It's very thick and hairy. Have you ever seen that?
like, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, great. School, okay, yeah. Well, that's what a wax beard's face looks like.
Okay, I'm noting that.
Okay, then we're going to keep Mark Twain at home, too. Okay, we also have our dog, Julius Caesar, and Julius Caesar is a blue hustler. Now, have you ever worked with a blue hustler? Probably not.
No, striking out. And I'm sorry. I'm just going to be very honest. I don't own this place of business, but I've been doing this for like 8 years.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let me explain something about a blue hustler. Blue hustlers have no fur.
Okay, then what grooming services do you need?
What's more of a massage?
I can't just charge you for a massage for a dog. It would have to be, we would still have to call it the groom for the groom day.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. I have a high Presbyterian named Doc McDoggins. Now,
say that one more time.
Which part? His name is Doc McDoggins.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a high Presbyterian.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but I think is this a joke? I've never heard of any of these breeds, and I've been doing this for years.
It actually is a joke. Kenna, you're on a phone scam.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, it's a prank phone call. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. None of this is real.
Oh, my. I thought I was losing my mind. Oh, my gosh.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.